Spike Lee has directed three movies now, all of them dealing with racial issues in frankly controversial terms. His previous picture, School Days, ends with the sharply spoken words, "Wake up." Lee begins his new movie in much the same way, and critic Bob Mondello says that what follows in Do the Right Thing is fiercely provocative and very funny.
It is the hottest day of the summer in the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn, where Sal's famous pizzeria is a local landmark. Sal is Italian, and the only other shop owner on the street is Korean. But except for them and one yuppie, the neighborhood is black, Latin, poor, and hot.
You almost knocked me down, man. The word is excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Not only did you knock me down, you used to buy my brand new white Air Jordans that I just bought. And that's all you can say is excuse me?
Are you serious?
Who told you to step on my sneakers? Who told you to walk on my side of the block? Who told you to be in my neighborhood?
I own this brownstone.
Who told you to buy a brownstone on my block in my neighborhood on my side of the street?
Though you can feel the tension building up right along with the heat, life goes on, uproariously at first. Spike Lee, who wrote, directed, produced, and stars in Do the Right Thing, tells his story in anecdotes, most of them funny and telling. For instance, there's this discussion between Lee's character Mookie, who delivers Sal's pizza, and Sal's racist son.
Pino, who's your favorite basketball player?
Magic Johnson.
Who's your favorite movie star?
Eddie Murphy.
Who's your favorite rock star? Prince. You're a Prince
fan. Boss, Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Pino, all you ever talk about is nigga this and nigga that. And all your favorite people are so-called niggas.
It's different. Magic, Eddie, Prince are not niggas. I mean, they're not black. I mean, let me explain myself. They're not really black. I mean, they're black, but they're not really black. They're more than black. It's different. Yeah, to me, it's different.
Pino, deep down inside, I think you wish you were black. Laugh if you want to. You know, your hair is kinkier than mine. What does that mean?
Elsewhere on the block, there's a drunk known as the mayor, who's romancing a woman who's been ignoring him for 30 years, a DJ at We Love Radio who's cooling the neighborhood down with smooth music while a teenager's heating things back up with his massive boombox, and there are loudmouths, one of whom wants changes in Sal's interior decorating, specifically his wall of fame.
Hey, Sal, how come we got the brothers on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want to do. You can put your brothers and uncles and nieces and nephews, your stepfather, stepmother, whoever you want, you see? But this is my pizzeria. American Italians on the wall only.
Yeah, that might be fine, Sal, but you own this. Rarely do I see any American Italians eating in here. All I see is black folks. So since we spend much money here, we do have some say.
That sets the stage for a series of seemingly minor confrontations that escalate until even the police can't handle them. In fact, the police are the ones who send things over the top, finally, in a violent incident that's as inevitable as it is horrifying. What Spike Lee has done here is to sketch a portrait of urban tension that's so real it's undeniable, and so ultimately distressing you want to deny it at every turn. You keep waiting for him to put a Hollywood gloss on the story, make it pretty and pat like Mississippi Burning, or fraudulently satisfying like Cry Freedom, but he won't. What he does is far more effective. He tightens the vise a little each time you think it's safe to breathe between laughs. The movie is sure to raise hackles, if only because it'll attract racially mixed audiences and push them to extremes. At the screening I attended, a black woman sitting behind me spent most of the evening amening the characters as if she were at church, and a white student nearby spent the evening seething at her talking. Clearly they were from different worlds. At the very climax of the film, he hissed at her to be quiet, starting an argument that only stopped because violence simultaneously erupted on screen. A sharper mirroring of Spike Lee's point, I can't imagine. It's important to remember that Lee's purpose here is to start conversations, not riots. You'd think from most press reports that the film concludes with violence when it actually ends with 12 minutes of picking up the pieces. And then a pair of quotes, one from Martin Luther King about turning the other cheek, the other by Malcolm X about using violence as a tool. Lee makes no comment, but then he doesn't have to. We've seen in Do the Right Thing the results of doing either thing. In case I've not made it clear, Do the Right Thing is one of the most entertaining, exciting, unnerving, thought-provoking, and important films I've seen in years. I'm Bob Mondello.